Hi, this is Mark DeClive Lowe, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Beth R. in Acre, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Yep, you're listening to WGXC 90.7. And when I'm coming home from the turnip picking, I like to listen to the Battlefield Earth program. Boy, that guy's got some sensibility about him, doesn't he? Every Tuesday nights at 9:30. It's crazy out there.
Hello, and welcome to Modulism Radio. I'm your host, Ben Edwards, a.k.a. Benj. This is our second program documenting the use of the mighty Surge Modular. Modulism recently released 4 sessions in homage to this modular brand, which inspired some of the most interesting experimental electronic works of the last 50 years. A titanic document gathering 80 compositions made purely on Surge systems, divided into 4 sessions. Here are some more tracks from session 1, featuring Jill Fraser, Batchus, Easy Teeth, myself Benj, Tom Jill, Tom Hamilton, Ian Boddy, Andrew Raffo Duar, Michael White, Gary Chang, Matthias Herman. Enjoy.
Thank you. Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitter's Leftovers, the 70s, Volume 3 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here for the Lucky 13 Pledge Drive edition. We're a few days away from the end of the winter 2024 Pledge Drive, looking to get up to the 5,000 mark in monthly support from listeners like you during our 13th anniversary. With a starting contribution amount of $5, we're offering gifts for new monthly sustaining donors with a tote at $20, t-shirt at $30, and sweatshirt at $50. Just go to wavefarm.org and click donate. Now for a little geek speak. And some schadenfreude at the expense of every movie lover's antichrist, Warner's Discovery chief David Zaslav. After Coyote vs. Acme was reburied, stocks fell sharply at an unlucky for them 13%, despite boasting they were the only studio to see their platform turn a small full-year profit for 2022, though most of that came from acquisition of Turkish streamer Blue TV. Most pundits point to concern for losing 40% of its market cap in a year, a slimmer roster of sure hits between now and next year, including the pushback of Bong Joon-ho's sci-fi thriller Mickey 17 to 2025, all under current leadership. Don't want to tempt fate with a Nelson laugh now, but it's starting to get to the stop, he's already dead point as the looming end of the grace period before the company can be sold again approaches. Updated on the prospects for owner slash devourer of Paramount, Deadline broke that Apollo Global Management has turned down an offer for acquisition, an insider telling them it comes down more to regulatory oversight than capital. This leads it to the aforementioned Skydance Media and Byron Allen, who's up from a second attempt at buying BET and several other cable stations off of them, to acquiring Paramount outright. Bloomberg breaking and continuing, he intends to only keep Paramount Plus and linear TV assets while selling off the studio, real estate, and IP. Look, as long as the Star Trek rights aren't split up again, I'll live with whatever. Paramount Plus may be about to become more entangled, the Wall Street Journal reported there are early talks with Comcast to merge it with Peacock, though it's nowhere near the stage where it could be a reality and could just end up being another bundling. This comes after the big announcement by Disney, Fox, and Warners that they're bundling their sports services together, but not so fast, Fubo says. Multiple sources, including Wall Street Journal and Variety, report the self-billed sports-first streamer has filed an antitrust lawsuit, claiming the companies have engaged in a years-long campaign to block their services' growth. Going into the first set of our farewells to the 70s era of one-hitters, 1971 saw the first two recordings of She's All I Got. Johnny Paychecks hit the top of the country charts that year, but first was Freddie North's soul singles top 10 placing and Billboard top 40 cracking recording.
She's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging your friend, don't take her. She's all I've got. And she's everything in life I'll ever need. She's my fingers when I want to feel. She's the only thing in life.
a flower grow.
That was the Young Ones of Guyana's take on adultery classic If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. Country icon Barbara Mandrell's version of it made it into the Billboard Top 40 at number 31 on June 2nd, 1979. Today's first song in this winter 2024 Place Drive installment was She's All I Got from Freddie North. pleading his case at number 39 on November 27, 1971. Geek speaking again, fourth time's a charm. Months of rumors were confirmed with the official announcement of the new Fantastic Four. On Instagram, Disney announced Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and Ebon Moss Bachrock as Ben Grimm in the Matt Shockman reboot set for release July 25, 2025, pushing previous slot holder Thunderbolts up to a May release that year. The official Marvel Twitter account followed with an original Valentine's Day illustration of the cinematic team and robot buddy slash former Poochie precursor Herbie in a very 60s-ass domestic setting, fueling hope the rumors it's a period piece are true. Respectfully, I feel comfortable enough to start saying I told you so. Daniel RPK and DCU leaks are whispering that composer-turned-filmmaker Michael Giacchino is following up Werewolf by Night with a Midnight Suns movie that has begun serious development at Marvel. This on top of Oscar Isaac reportedly pushing for it and publicly saying he'd love to reprise the troubled Moon Knight for the cinematic debut of the Supernatural All-Star team that's also included Blade, Doctor Strange, Ghost Rider, Wong, and many more. Now let's see if Sony can manage not to web up the following exciting possibility. Yankler reports Nicolas Cage may have found his desired for entry into television through a live-action Spider-Man Noir series in development at Amazon Prime. Over at the DCU, the new Maiden of Steel has been found and already has experience flying. At the end of last month, it was announced Millie Alcock, Princess Rhaenyra from House of the Dragon, is the new cinematic Supergirl. Ahead of her undated solo movie adapting the Tom King miniseries, she's expected to debut in another film, though Gunn remains in mum if that'll be in her cousin's reboot. It's possible before we get a new Justice League, we'll get a Jurassic League? Ian Snyder reports Gunn has tapped Lego Batman movie producer Brian Lynch, the script adaptation of Daniel Warren Johnson and Juan Gideon's Jurassic League miniseries, an Elseworld reimagining of the DC heavy hitters as anthropomorphic dinosaurs, though it'll likely go out under another title to avoid brand confusion. Tim Burton's headed back to the 50s for inspiration for his next film after the upcoming Beetlejuice AD 2024. Deadline breaking, he will direct, and acclaimed Gone Girl author Gillian Flynn will script a new remake of 1958 cult classic Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Sony has got the Rage virus, the Hollywood Reporter confirming the studio has won the bidding rights for the two-film follow-up to the 28 Days Later saga, starting with Danny Boyle returning to the director's chair alongside original installments writer Alex Garland for 28 Years Later to revive the classic first bite in the 2000s zombie renaissance. Cillian Murphy is confirmed as a producer, many speculating but officially unconfirmed that he'll also be back in front of the camera. Wrapping up Geek Speak with the announcement of The Beatles Cinematic Universe. Kinda kidding. Deadline broke that recent Bond and 1917 auteur Sam Mendes is directing four interconnected movies for release across 2027, telling the individual stories of the Fab Four, with the surviving members and estates on board for what they promise will still be an unflinching and non-sanitized, innovative and groundbreaking biopic saga. The second set of the day takes us to the bottom of the hour, beginning with David Bowie's live rendition of the Eddie Floyd original classic turned Amy Stewart disco standard, Knock on Wood.
Thank you. be alive.
We were born to be alive. We were born to be alive. More.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitter's Leftovers, the 70s Volume 3 on WGXC continues. Coming out of a set that began with David Bowie's take on Knock on Wood, April 21st, 1979 saw the ascension to number 1 on the Billboard Top 40 for Amy Stewart's disco cover of the Eddie Floyd 1966 hit. That was followed by the Disco Kings version of Born to Be Alive, the Patrick Hernandez original making it to number 16 on September 26, 1979. We finish with stock music classic Morning Dance by jazz fusion legend Spyro Gyra, which peaked at number 24 on August 25, 1979. This halfway point is reminder time about the Lucky 13 Winter 2024 Pledge Drive, continuing through Thursday. Head to wavefarm.org to donate at levels starting at $5, with several gifts available at levels from $20 to $50 a month. Continuing on to the mostly covers half of our last dancer to 70s, though mostly 79 and 80 to be honest, with Dee Dee Zill's cover of the Buggles' classic version of Video Killed the Radio Star.
Stundenlang.
Mich dreht mal.
it sound too long, you must repair. When something's going wrong, you must repair. I say whip it. Whip it good. I say whip it. Whip it good.
That was Aphex Twin's take on Earworm classic Popcorn, the Hot Butter original peaking at number 9 on October 21st, 1972. Prior to that was Powerman 5000's version of Devo's Whip It, the Spud Boys' original lashing their way to number 14 on November 15th, 1980. The set began with a Germanic cover of the Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star by Dee Dee Zill, the MTV launching classic cracking the Billboard Top 40 at number 40 on December 15th, 1979. Our next set kicks off with Breeze's rendition of Runt's classic We Gotta Get You a Woman.
Since I've been back in town, I've noticed some people been acting kind of strange. I'm gonna try to get him a woman to help him rearrange, cause with a woman you see a much better day. Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought you post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs, and tell no lies. You get wise. I'll tell you how we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. We gotta get you. suicide. How he'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed drive, don't wanna stay alive. When you're 25, I'm Wendy stealing clothes from unlocked cars. And Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yeah, we can love. And my brother's back home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag.